Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tyler, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me on. Exciting time of the year with the NBA draft and combine. It's been a fun time.
Most definitely. I guess the biggest shock that everybody got yesterday is obviously the Hawks are going to be selecting number one overall after only having a 3% chance to land the top pick. No one has any idea who number one is. Who are some of the prospects that we actually have to pay attention to?
Yeah, I think that, you know, this year is getting kind of a bad rep for not having someone, like you said, with Victor Wembanyama, where it's a little easy for NBA teams, but pretty wide open this year. I think the big name to pay attention to is Alex Saar. Spent the last couple of years with the OTE before heading overseas to play in the NBL this year, and 7-1, really mobile defender that has special upside defensively. Really can get after it, but going to be a bit of a upside swing offensively when the game comes around. But if you're talking about just a special defensive talent, he has the tools to be the number one pick in this class. And, you know, UConn coming off the national championship, I think guys like Donovan Clingan, 7'2", 280, big man with a lot of offensive upside, and then Stephon Castle's really been buzzing. He had a great day at the combine today. So just a couple of names. It's really wide open, but that's what's going to make this draft so interesting.
Tyler Rucker is here with us from No Ceilings NBA, NBA draft reporter. You talk about the combine that took place today. Are there any other players who you think, you know, garnered attention besides Bronny James? We'll get into him.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of guys that, you know, were buzzing today. As I mentioned, Stephon Castle was one of them. I think Dalton Knecht had a good day as well, measured pretty well. And the Kentucky guys with Rob Dillingham and Reed Sheppard, NBA scouts and evaluators have been really intrigued to kind of see what they would measure at. Dillingham was around 6'1" and without shoes, but a little skinny. I think he weighed around like 170, but Reed Sheppard also was kind of in that ballpark, but had a 42-inch vertical today, like tied for one of the best. So It was an intriguing day. You saw some Zach Edey, Donovan Clingan showcasing their three-point shooting, which I'm sure caught some eyes. But a lot of names buzzing today. A lot of names that are going to be getting for these teams with private workouts and trying to make some noise in this class that has so much uncertainty.
Well, Tyler, you mentioned Zach Edey. Certainly a controversial name when you think about what he's capable of offensively, how he can move athletically. Did he show anything that might have boosted him today besides a couple of threes?
He's been the most polarizing prospect this year because coming into the year, a lot of people thought he might have been this early second round, maybe late first round for a playoff team, kind of an asset in your rotation. But Edey's conditioning this year was fantastic. He's been one of the most dominant big men in college basketball the last couple of years, and measured around 7'4" without shoes today. So he's a large human being. I think teams are going to be intrigued, but it's all going to come down to fit, and the draft always does. And if a team's going to have a plan for Edie and he can be a good rotation piece, it's going to make sense if they swing on him.
Now, Tyler, you said Zach Edie was measured at 7'4" without shoes?
Hey, it's been catching everyone's attention today. I mean, he is a gigantic. I think he was around 299 today on the scale. So that's a big man, the definition of one. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of what that buzz can bring with teams, and they're going to want to bring him in for workouts, and you never know. He could be creeping up boards.
Well, let's talk about this, Tyler. You mentioned Zach Edey and his height. I guess a little disappointing to learn today that Bronny James is 6'1" without shoes and not the listed 6'4". What did you hear? What took place with Bronny out in Chicago?
Yeah, it's tough with some of those measurements, especially coming from, you know, college or teams' websites. They can get a little favorable. And we've seen that with some Kentucky guys that were listed around 6'3", 6'4", that measured a little smaller today, too. But look, with Bronny, everyone's going to be focused on him because of the obvious elephant in the room with his dad being LeBron James. But Bronny's got a lot of talent. He's got a lot of upside, but he just needs time. You know, he's coming off a serious medical issue that happened in the beginning of the year. And I think this is just a guy that needs to find the right fit and get a team to believe in him and have some confidence. And he has the tools to play at the NBA. He's a special defensive talent. Just the rest of the game needs some seasoning. And, you know, a lot of these guys are unfinished products. Bronny's right there with them. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, he had a good day on the vert. He finished with, I think, a 42-inch vert or a 41.5. So, you know, got good genes. So I think it's going to be interesting to see Bronny and if he could try to create some momentum throughout this pre-draft process.
Tyler Rucker is here with us, NBA draft reporter for No Ceilings NBA. What do you think is most likely for Bronny James this upcoming season? Is he starting in the G League? I find it to be a stretch for him to be on a roster.
Yeah, you know, you never want to. I think a lot of people look down on saying someone needs to go to the G League, but it's become a fantastic developmental resource for these organizations. And for guys like Bronny, it just gives them the ability to get playing reps, get experience. And, you know, we've seen guys in the playoffs, you know, Denver's Peyton Watson spent a lot of time his rookie year in the G League, and now he's getting minutes for a defending champion team. Like, it's not what it used to feel like when it comes to playing in the G League. Now it's such a good source for guys to get minutes. So I think that would be huge for Bronny. Just getting cleared this week to being able to be out and kind of showcase some stuff for scouts, I think some time in the G League would do wonders for his development because he has the upside to play in the NBA. Like, that's how special of a defensive talent he could be.
So, Tyler, we know the team that is going to have the number one selection happens to be the Hawks. What would you do if you were the Atlanta Hawks and you were trying to build this team forward? Do they keep the pick? Do they move a guard? What do you think happens with them?
That's the million-dollar question. You know, 48 hours ago, we all thought this team was going to hit the hard rebuild, and there's been buzz about Trae Young or DeJounte Murray being on the move, and now you find yourself, well, hey, we got the number one pick. Yes, it might be a down year, but there's talent in every draft class. You just got to find it. So there's some really talented bigs at the top with Donovan Klingon and Alex Saar. I think if teams are swinging for upside, you're going to probably lean towards Saar. But, you know, Donovan Klingon, if he can get a clear light with health, he's got the tools to be a really special piece. So I think I'd be leaning Saar right now just because of how much upside he has with his game. But it's going to be really interesting to kind of monitor this moving forward.
And who do you think is the most ready-made to contribute? Who do you think is going to have the biggest impact next season?
Oof. That's a million-dollar question right there. You know, I think Dalton Connect's going to be a guy that's going to probably impress some people early on. Just relentless worker, probably one of the best stories in college basketball in terms of transferring to Tennessee this year, 6'6", can shoot the cover off the ball, and he's tough. So I think Dalton Kinnick's the name that might not have the biggest upside, but you might be talking about a higher floor, early contributing type of piece.
Well, thank you so much. Hey, Tyler, where can people follow you and your work with No Ceilings?
We're at NoCeilingsNBA.com and NoCeilingsNBA on all social media. We cover draft prospects year-round, from the top guys that are going to go in the top 10 picks to guys that are undrafted and might be trying to get two-way spots. So thank you guys so much for having me on.
No problem, Tyler. Is it too late for me to get involved in the process? I'm too late on my paperwork, right?
No, hey, I'm looking for that too, so I get it. I don't think it's ever too late.
Okay, I'm going to work on how fast I can go on my vert, and we'll go from there. Hey, Tyler, thank you again, and all the best.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings, and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.